When God comes to change us, it seems to me that God comes as newborn babies, sunshine, flowers, and hummingbirds. God comes as giver of life, creator of new beginnings, and forgiver of all our sins. God comes to change us by delivering us from trials and tribulation. God is loving kindness. God is grace all dressed up as unexpected and undeserved beauty. Opportunity comes and wonder with our God, who constantly comes to us in such ordinary costumes, we think it is perhaps coincidence that we have so much to be grateful for in this world. When God comes to change us, God brings solutions, answers, and salvation. When the world goes sideways, it is human action and inaction that brings brokenness. I remember growing up with the old King James Version of the Lord's Prayer. And every time I heard it or read it or prayed it out loud as a child, I would shiver, and these words, "And do not lead us into temptation." Those were confusing words. How can you sing "Jesus loves me" then think God would do something scary? And that as a child, I had to direct God to make good decisions for my life, to keep me safe and out of terrible things. "Do not lead us into temptation" haunted me. Decades later, the translation I needed showed up in an old bookstore on Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley, California. The common language in Jesus's day was not Koine Greek or even Hebrew. It was Aramaic. I found an Aramaic New Testament and found my new favorite translation from the language of Jesus, which is still spoken by a small number of people today. The translation is not the King James Version, "Do not lead us into temptation." The Aramaic reads, "Do not let us enter into temptation." Do not let us enter into temptation. My heart leapt. I was right as a little girl that God would not let us enter into temptation. God would not do that. This prayer changed from a threat to a prayer of protection, a prayer for strength, a prayer to resist temptations that would hurt, destroy, or let fear decide our actions. And during this time of high anxiety, we need this prayer to be unafraid. Lord, do not let us enter into temptation or fear, because we can be our own biggest trial. We struggle to love. We struggle to surrender ourselves to prayer, to the opportunity to be co-creators with God and make all things new. Embrace our Lord's teachings. Do not fear, only believe. This is a time for calm. Scripture says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me." Our world is right now behind locked doors. We are deprived of travel, church, friends gathering. Instead, we have quarantine or at minimum social distancing. And we stockpile things at home because there is an unknown end date yet to be assigned to this crisis. It is the world, this broken world, that tempts and tries us, not God. So here's the good news. The unknown is God's playground. The unknown is where God creates something out of nothing, light out of darkness. This world crisis is an opportunity. And more good news. We are invited to partner with God in prayer to create new things, first inside us, then in the world. Do not be deceived. Every generous act of giving is from above. Amen.